Hello?
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. I called you earlier. You asked me to call you back later. About the opinion poll. Do you have time now, ma'am?
I do.
Thank you. First question, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, ma'am?
I am.
Thank you so much. Are you at least 18 years of age?
I am.
Thank you. According to your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Racial diversity.
Okay.
Racial, race. Let's just say race. Race is the biggest problem.
Discrimination, racism. Okay. Thank you. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your opinion?
Water.
Water? Water pollution?
Water pollution. Air pollution.
Thank you so much. In your opinion, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota, the state of Minnesota?
I'm going to go back with water contamination.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Agriculture and farming, will you say they are doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think that we're doing fair.
Okay. What about refining? Are
they
doing excellent?
Bad.
Bad. Okay. Poor.
Very poor.
Okay. Okay. What about forest products?
Yeah, I guess I can't say too much about that. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Okay, perfect. What about medical manufacturing? Would you say they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Let's just say fair. I don't know a lot about it.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, just
thank
fair.
You. What about electric utilities?
I think we're doing poor.
Poor, okay.
We are,
thank you.
Yep.
What about mining?
I think we're, poor.
Poor, okay. Thank you so much. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Like county land departments, are they doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor in managing?
I don't know that.
You don't know, okay. What about forest and timber industries?
I don't know that either. Because
okay.
We don't have a timber industry in this area.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. What about the U.S. Forest Service?
I think they're doing a fair job.
Okay, thank you. What about the environmental groups?
I think they're doing a good job.
Good job, okay, thank you. What about the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
They're doing a good job, too.
Thank you so much. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I think it's always important to every state, but we don't have much of that in Rochester or in Minnesota. Not like Wisconsin does, has more of that than we do.
Okay. But in
so
your opinion,
go ahead.
In your opinion, you'll say it's very important, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Not too.
Not too. Okay. Thank you so much. How significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Will you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Not too significant.
Not too? Thank you so much. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say more than harvested, some as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Fewer than harvested.
Fewer. Thank you so much. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forests today than it was back in the 70s?
Absolutely, yes.
Is it more, fewer, or about the same?
They're fewer.
Fewer. Okay, thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive impact, no impact, or negative impact?
Negative.
Thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area? Yes or no?
I didn't quite get the first part of that. Do I feel?
Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees? No. Okay.
No.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood, paper products, or not? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests to use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
I got to think about it.
Okay, take your time. No problem.
I'd like to see them recycled for use again, so my answer is no.
No, okay, no problem. Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
No. No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Have you seen, heard, read any information or news about Minnesota forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Good question. I don't think I have the answer because I don't know. I don't know the relativity, but I have no idea how much is used.
Okay, no problem. So, thank you so much. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find train more workers to fill these jobs? Will you support or oppose? Would you like me to repeat the question?
No. I know that. I understand that one.
Okay.
I think I'm going to oppose. I don't
oppose them.
I'm saying that based on Minnesota. If you were talking to me in Wisconsin, I'd change it.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about Wisconsin next. Now, the state of Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making $1 million investment in its forest industries workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of 2 training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in the forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public and private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number of diversity and the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries? Support
yes.
or oppose?
I'm for it.
Okay, support. Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for the part of the program. First one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. What about to increase the number?
Wait a minute. Are we in Wisconsin? Or are we in Minnesota?
Minnesota. We're just comparing the program Wisconsin is running right now, and that's the reason why we're asking you. Now,
wait a minute. Hold it. Educate me and tell me where this is in Minnesota, because I am not familiar with wood as being a big business. You know, mining's big, farming is big, dairy is mm-hmm. big, but I don't know anything about wood. Where is this taking place? What part of Minnesota?
Well, the timber industry is trying to escalate the opportunities for wood products, and that's the reason why they're doing this opinion poll.
But where in Minnesota are they going to pull the wood from? That's my question. Are they going to go down into the southern Minnesota where it's beautiful, and they're going to pull the trees out of there? I hope not. I don't support that. Mid Minnesota is all farming. Upper Minnesota doesn't have any farming at all. It's mining and. Okay, I'm not for it.
Okay, oppose it. Okay, no mm-hmm. problem. What about increase the number of diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities? Would you support
yes.
or oppose? Support?
Yes, support.
Okay. What about work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues?
Yes.
Okay. What about getting to school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide?
Yes, I support.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, technical, or grade school? Some college graduate degree?
Technical.
Technical? Okay, thank you. Next question. What is your age between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. How would you describe the community where you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Large city.
Large cities. Thank you. Is your annual household income below $25,000, 25 through 49, 50 through 6 through 75, 75 to 100, 100 plus?
Below 25.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you. In which one of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management.
You can stop. It's medical. You can stop. Medical. It's medical.
Okay. Thank you so much. I just had to read the whole list. Thank you.
I know.
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. You have a blessed evening. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.